And now Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. This week, Sid Schroyer reflects on the pandemic year through the eyes of a WVPE staff member.
Nobody's getting rich working at WVPE, but we have the satisfaction of knowing that our work matters. Maybe we are victims of our own success. We are trying to not be noticed being noticed. We are trying to be noticed by not being noticed. Motionless in time as the moon climbs, like a good poem, according to Archibald MacLeish. The station, that's what I call it, the station WVPE, that's what I'm talking about. Our success can be measured by the degree to which you, the listeners, take us for granted. Maybe we are victims of our own success. It's been a year since COVID hit. March 6th is my brother's birthday, and that Friday was what turned out to be the last New Prairie retired teacher breakfast, so I remember the day. That was the day the first case was reported in Indiana, in Indianapolis, and the day Governor Eric Holcomb declared a health emergency. The next day, Judy and I took a hike at the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore. Then we watched the Adams-Culver Military Basketball Sectional game at a packed gym in LaPorte from behind the Adams bench. The last weekend of normalcy. An Eastside Indianapolis woman was the state's first fatality the next Friday, Friday the 13th. The difference between one day and the next begins to melt away after that. Over 12,000 Hoosiers have died from COVID-19 since March 6, 16,000 in Michigan, half a million in the United States of America, 2.5 million total. You most assuredly know at least one of them. I am sorry for your loss. In late March, I guess it was, on my way out the door to go home on one of those melted days when no one else was around, I took some pictures of the darkened WVPE hallway because I really thought I would not be coming back. I'd been exposed. I wasn't feeling well. I thought the station might have to shut down. What happens when you get sick? I asked Tony Crable that day. Tony's title is operations manager. Tony's job is keeping the station on the air. What happens when you get sick? We're screwed is the closest I'm allowed to come to repeating what Tony said. My daughter-in-law's grandmother died of COVID in Michigan. My daughter was horrified working at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan. I couldn't get tested because I never had a fever, and tests then were in short supply. I'm staying home, I told Tony. I understand, said Tony. We'll figure it out. Michael took Tony's shift. Tony took mine. In a couple of weeks, I felt better. We did not go off the air. There were 1,000 things that had to be handled every day to keep WVPE on the air at exactly the time we most needed to be. Little do you know. It is a tribute to everybody around here that we did not quit broadcasting. Vanessa and Tom and Tom and Chris and Carl and Anthony and Michael and David and Diane and Jennifer and Gemma and Kent and Anna Caroline and the community that supports us. And yeah, me too, Sid and Tony. Tony Crable. I could rightly tell a story of everybody I just named, but I'd like to focus on Tony. NPR is going live with impeachment coverage, but we don't know exactly when, and there's the Iowa caucus and the State of the Union address, and then somebody in the building tested positive, and the wait promo isn't here, and somebody in the building tested positive. Who's going to cover the weekend? The governor of Michigan has just now decided to hold an urgent press conference in 45 minutes. At the moment, the already scheduled governor of Indiana press conference, and in the moment where I know my response would be, well, we can't do both now, can we? Tony is patiently explaining to me precisely how we can, in words and pictures, twice. And we do. I saw that repeatedly, and so when I was a little inconvenienced by all of it, there's Tony with twice my headaches, working twice as hard and twice as long as I am. It was not hard to pitch in when I could and do a little more. Tony's doing a lot more. And you, the listener, you have no idea. As well you shouldn't. You only notice when something isn't right. Why is the power gone out, but only on my radio, and why is there music playing? Maybe we are victims of our own success. We're trying to be noticed by not being noticed. Nobody's getting rich working at WVPE. We have, though, the satisfaction of knowing that our work matters. Maybe we are victims of our own success. We are trying to be noticed by not being noticed. The station, that's what I call it, the station, WVPE, that's what I'm talking about. Our success can be measured by the degree to which you, the listeners, take us for granted. Maybe we are victims of our own success. If you like, maybe we've made it through this. The station has never been better. Maybe it's crass to say it now, but I hope you appreciate it. Michiana Chronicles, I'm Sid Schroyer.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.